quite unacceptable for starters. It's an ethical. One thing which would be of interest is that if these hampers of food were first of all declared to their employers, if it's a reporter from the Herald, was it declared to the Zimpepa's management? And if the management allowed the reporters to accept that, that would be a calamity because it's very unethical, and we do not expect journalists to go that low in terms of accepting such donations from whoever they are coming from. They are portraying a picture of desperation, and it's unacceptable ethically.
What exactly, Mr. Dube, does such a kind of overtures do to journalists? How does it compromise their work?
Compromises their work because are they going to report impartially? There are issues of bias. What are they going to write? Is there anything that they would write objectively about the person who has been offering them these goodies? It also has an impact in terms of the quality of journalism. Because what you then do get on the newspapers, you get these puff pieces, these PR pieces that we normally do get on the media, where you question the intention and the purity of the reporter in writing such stories. It's quite unethical.
Any message for these journalists?
It's a disgrace to the world profession. Those that might not have used any of those gifts or donations, to return them and reclaim their integrity. Because ultimately, it's going to be a talking point in the media. Everyone is going to talk about this. Could you imagine the integrity of some of these people? It will live with them for all their lives.